But guess what happens? That alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. Or I don't want to be whatever today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. That's why until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker.
You write in the book, there is no faith and no courage and no sacrifice in doing what is expedient. What do you say to those viewers that don't pursue their dreams and are locked in their careers because they are too afraid to take risks and pursue something meaningful?
Well, the first thing I would say is, well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable.
I'm going to say something to you. You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, it takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot. And if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then, my friend, I'm afraid to say one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it. Slowly, piece by piece.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax, get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn.
There are days you're not going to want to do it, sure. I mean, everybody has those days. But it's what you do on those days that help you move forward.
Fierce debate has overtaken the country as to whether America's work ethic is dying.
Most people who claim to be perfectionists are not perfectionists. They're actually procrastinating because they're not doing anything.
Correct.
And so it just is a socially acceptable label, because the real perfectionists feel this sickness where they like want to itch their skin off until the thing's done, but they are trying to get it done.
Promise yourself that you will always give it everything you got. We put limitations on ourselves as humans. We think that 10 or 15 is enough. There's more in you. There's always more in you. There's always 5 more reps. Squatting is very religious. Life offers you opportunities. Squatting is one opportunity. You can either stay afraid of the opportunity, or you can take it.
I want to be an actor, man. I want to be an actor just like you. You know, usually people say stuff to me like that. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, you can do it. Just give them an encouraging word. But I was just sitting here thinking, and it dawned on me, 99% of people that say stuff like that are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. It's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth?
Everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat. You know, everything about mental. You know, it's like when you become champion, what you feel like. And I said, no, in my mind, I was always champion.
You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
Earn this. Earn it.
I've never met a person who was not successful that didn't have a great amount of self-discipline within their life. Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success.
You should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out. Where's your limit? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable.
Important that we understand, though, that it's not easy, but that if you discipline yourself to do the things you need to do, when you need to do them, the day's going to come when you can do the things you want to do, when you want to do them.
Most people don't have that kind of self-control and discipline. All most people have to do is when the alarm goes off, get up, wash yourself, brush your teeth, eat something, go to work. Do whatever minimal amount you have to do to keep that job, and then and the bathroom breaks and whenever no one's looking, look through your phone, be distracted, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, repeat. That's most people. You have to control your mind. You have to be able, like, if your mind starts getting anxious, okay, I know we're getting weird, it's time to work out. Okay, I know maybe we should meditate, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. Don't just keep scrolling.
Every day is a battle because your mind wants to choose the path of least resistance. Every day. But you don't become better by ever doing that. You become normal. And I don't want to be normal.
Get yourself disciplined. Well, why? Well, not so you're a slave, but so that you could be a master.
The road to sustained happiness is through disciplining your behavior.
You almost have to be insane a little bit to have such blind faith in something that you can't see.
Did you know that only 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline.
So when you're obsessed with something, it doesn't require discipline because you can't wait to do it again. Mike Tyson said best, he said, discipline is doing something you hate, but doing it like you love it.
To get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard and you have to be disciplined. If you wanted to be a great piano player, there's no drug you can take, there's no self-help book, there's no guru. You got to spend 5 years, 10 years learning it until it becomes something that's second nature. There are no shortcuts. But if you learn that from an early age, like 10 years old, whatever, you see after a few years that an incredible pleasure happens, where now you have mastery of this piano and you can play things you could never play before. Suddenly the whole thing opens up, this whole new universe. And that's the paradigm for everything meaningful in life. If you learn something well, if you learn a craft and you master it, it can bring you a far greater pleasure than any kind of drug or any kind of going out to a party or socializing. But you have to be patient and you have to not be afraid of boredom and you have to not be afraid of the effort.
See, before I understood, when it was winter, I used to wish it was summer. I didn't understand. When it was hard, I used to wish it was easy. I didn't know. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Now here's the key to discipline. Start with the little disciplines, get excited over the little disciplines, and get right on those because those will lead to the big ones. You can't handle the big challenges in life unless you take on the little ones. Make a list of all the things you can do, get right on those, discipline yourself for those, both for the results and for the muscle and for the practice, so that when life hands you some big challenges, you'll be ready, you'll have the muscle. But see, if you don't handle the small ones, you can't take care of the big ones.
That 90% of our graduating seniors wish that their parents and their teachers loved them enough to discipline them to do the things they need to do and expected them to do more.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do.
The hardest things bring the greatest rewards.
Sometimes the easiest path isn't the one we're meant to take. Deep down, you know it, don't you? The things that are hard, the real sacrifices, they carry a weight, a feeling you can't shake. Choosing the harder path, the one nobody else wants, is where the journey toward greatness begins. Now, ask yourself, how many times have you turned away because something felt too tough? How often have you chosen comfort over challenge, avoided discomfort because the other path demanded more? But here's a truth few accept. The best things in life come at a price, and it's not paid in money or possessions. The cost is sweat, time, and sometimes tears. Greatness asks, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you ready to step out of the ordinary and pay the price that greatness demands? Because this isn't about someone else's path. This is about blazing your own trail. It's hard. It feels like nobody understands. Then you're probably doing something right. The hardest choices, the sacrifices that hurt the most, those are the ones that truly matter. So, are you ready to choose the path less taken? Are you willing to be more than what's expected? When you face the hard choice and push forward, you're building resilience. You're conditioning yourself to handle adversity. Each time you choose what's hard over what's easy, you're choosing growth over stagnation. And that's how you get stronger. That's how you prove to yourself that you're capable of more than anyone thought, including yourself. But why is it so tempting to avoid the hard road? Because comfort is seductive. Sacrifice is the fire that shapes you. And though it may burn, it transforms you into the person you need to become. True sacrifice means understanding that what you're giving up today is paving the way for something better tomorrow. It's an act of self-respect, an acknowledgement that your goals deserve nothing less than everything you have. When you're willing to sacrifice, to truly embrace discomfort, that's when you become unstoppable. That's when your potential is unlocked. Now, let's bring it closer to home. Think about your own life, your dreams, your goals. Are you really ready to sacrifice? Are you prepared to give up comfort? Let go of the things that hold you back and face the unknown to reach your potential. This isn't a question with an easy answer. Sacrifice isn't something you decide to do just once. It's a choice you make every day. It's waking up and choosing discipline over excuses. It's staying on your path, even when others turn back. So ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to reach your goals? What comfort, what distraction, what safety net are you ready to leave behind? The question isn't about what you want. It's about what you're willing to give up to make it happen. The path to greatness is long, and the cost is high. It's going to take everything you've got. Be honest with yourself. Success isn't reserved for the lucky or the privileged. It's for the resilient. The ones willing to push through the pain, face their fears, and go after what they want with everything they have. And if that's you, if you're truly ready to make sacrifices, then start today. Start trading what's easy for what's meaningful. Remember, success is built on daily choices. It's not a single moment of bravery.
When you're in the fucking game, great things happen and really bad things happen. And you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on and get out there and go to fucking war again.
Sometimes a big part of success is just not being fucking easy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up. Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day. If I only worked out when I felt good, I'd be a fat fuck. Because there's a lot of days I don't want to do it. I mean, it's pretty much the same with everybody that actually gets good at something. There's got to be those days you push through.
There's no more time for bullshit. No more time for sleeping in late. No more time for that snooze button. We got to move now.
The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons. Because it can accumulate.
You don't need talent. You need discipline. Hard work, dedication, sacrifice. I can do that. I can do that all day long. I can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can outwork you. I can outwork everybody. That's what it takes.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk normal. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. I'm taking ownership.
Most people are weak. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it.
5 or 6 years, I went every single day without missing a single day. I never got sick. I was in the water on Christmas, birthday, holidays, everything. It didn't matter. And the thought process behind that was, when you take a day off in the sport of swimming, it takes you 2 days to get back to where you were. So when somebody is taking off on a Sunday, they're not back till Tuesday from where they were on Saturday. So I have that many days ahead of them.
Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You're not the favorite person at school. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when shit's all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there.
And I'm obsessed with being the best version of myself. And that's a daily thing, you know? And some days are better than others. I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know?
A warrior is a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still fucking after it. It's a person that puts no fucking limit on what's possible.
If you're prepared to give up comfort for something more, then you're already closer to achieving your dreams than you realize. Embracing sacrifice doesn't happen overnight. It's a habit, a mindset that takes time to build. You have to train yourself to see discomfort as part of the journey. Like an athlete trains their body, you have to train your mind to push through obstacles. Each time you push yourself a little further, each time you choose discipline over convenience, you're building resilience. Think of sacrifice as a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. Just like an athlete trains their body to handle physical stress, you need to train your mind to welcome challenges. It's choosing the path that feels hard, because that's where growth happens. It's committing to your goals on the days you'd rather quit. Discipline is the foundation of sacrifice. Without it, the journey becomes scattered and the vision fades. But with discipline, each small action builds on the last. Every day you stay on track. You're investing in the person you want to become. Create routines that challenge you, routines that push you beyond what's comfortable. Whether it's training, work, or learning something new, each small choice builds a foundation of sacrifice. And here's the truth. The pain doesn't necessarily get easier, but your ability to handle it grows. Sacrifice isn't about erasing pain. It's about training yourself to endure it. With each day, you'll find strength you didn't know you had. Each challenge you face, each decision you make to keep pushing forward, brings you closer to becoming the person capable of achieving greatness. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Because sacrifice, discipline, and resilience are the keys to unlocking the potential you have within. And each time you choose what's hard, you're moving one step closer to becoming who you're meant to be. When it's all said and done, the hardest things in life are what define us. The sacrifices, the struggles, the sleepless nights, they're all building something within you that no easy path ever could. When you embrace the pain of sacrifice, you're creating a future you'll be proud of. You're proving to yourself that you're capable of anything. But remember, this isn't about anyone else. This journey, this path, it's yours. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. And the only way to reach that version is through sacrifice. So ask yourself again, what are you willing to give up? What are you ready to let go of in order to gain something greater? Because in the end, the rewards aren't just about success or achievements. They're about knowing that you gave everything you had, that you didn't settle, and that you chose the path of growth over comfort. Embrace the hard road, chase the challenge, and let every sacrifice bring you closer to the greatness you know you're capable of.
Why do you think that you're the only one going through things? Because you're not. So that excuse that times is tough and I don't want to hear that. Because when the greats are called on, they come through. And so it's either one thing. Either you're great or you're not. Simple.
I was trying to figure out why there's some areas in my life where I'm disciplined and other areas of my life where I seem to lack discipline. And I came up with this discipline equation that I'd love to interrogate with you. Discipline equals the importance of the goal. How much does that goal matter to you? Plus the psychological enjoyment you get in the pursuit of the goal, right? So as you pursue the goal, how psychologically enjoyable and reinforcing and, you know, is that for you? Minus the psychological cost of the pursuit of the goal.
If the idea of discipline, of consistently doing an action, is only associated with pain, with tedium, being by yourself in a room, doing one thing over and over and over again, you're never going to get over the mountain because it's associated with too much pain, and the brain naturally shrinks from anything that's painful. So there has to be pleasure involved. Discipline has to have an element of pleasure. Consistently doing your work has to have rewards. Reward is the key word here. So if you never feel a direct pleasurable sensation from what discipline is giving you, then it's never going to work.
Get up. You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to make your bed? You make your bed. That's how you start to callous your mind. If you say you're going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go run, wake up at 4 o'clock in the, it's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Just doing it makes you do more. Like, do more hard shit makes you do more hard shit.
Yeah.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put into work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get done. Like, I'm not going to waste my day just sitting around. No, I'm going to go to work.
Just take action. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward.
You can't let conditions dictate your outcome. You better train with whatever conditions they give you.
Self-discipline seems to be the foundation habit that makes everything else possible. You see, anybody can do it if they feel like it. It's when you don't feel like it and you do it anyway that you eventually develop the self-discipline that makes everything else possible.
You want to know where discipline comes from? It comes from telling yourself the truth about where you are, about what is going on in your life. You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
A very interesting point with regard to the time log is that self-discipline is critical. You've got to discipline yourself, and you've got to measure and analyze your time every single day, or you slip off it again.
The human body and the human mind and the human spirit and the human emotions are developed stronger, more resilient, more capable each time you deal with stress, trauma, adversity, setbacks, failure, loss, sadness. And so if you can actually develop this muscle of embracing adversity, hardship, sadness, and realizing that it serves as a purpose, it serves as resistance to build your mental, emotional muscles, then you go, holy hell, this is an opportunity for me.
I have good news. Nothing hard lasts forever. There's only three things that can happen.
You either quit, it gets easier, or you get better. So no matter what, it always ends. You only lose when you quit before you see it all the way through. And I think that's incredibly encouraging. So no matter how hard whatever it is that you're doing is, which by the way just means that your expectation doesn't match reality, but no matter how hard it is, you either quit, it gets easier because something changes externally, or you get harder, something changes internally. But no matter what, it will end.
Let's talk about a truth that a lot of people ignore. Everyone wants to be better. Everyone has goals, dreams, things they'd love to accomplish. But for most people, those dreams stay just that, dreams. And it's not because they're unachievable. It's not because of a lack of talent or opportunity. It's because they're waiting to feel ready. They're waiting for some magical moment of motivation, some mythical right time when everything will just fall into place. But here's the truth. That moment doesn't exist. Self-improvement, real change. It's not about waiting for that feeling. It's about silencing that part of you that wants to stay comfortable, that part of you that wants to hit snooze and take the easy route, that part of you that is all too willing to make excuses. Every time you let your feelings dictate your actions, you are making a choice to stay the same. You're choosing comfort over growth, safety over success. And guess what? Every single person who has achieved something great had days when they didn't feel like it, days when they wanted to quit. But they showed up anyway. The reality is, feelings are your biggest obstacle. They make everything more complicated than it needs to be. Let's be real for a moment. How many times have you told yourself you're too tired, too busy, too stressed to do something that you know will push you forward? How many times have you decided to skip a workout, avoid a hard conversation, or put off a project just because you didn't feel like it? Feelings are the biggest excuse creators in your mind. But here's the powerful thing. The moment you realize that feelings are just temporary reactions, things you can ignore, is the moment you unlock real freedom. Because that's when you can step back, recognize the excuses for what they are, and decide not to let them control you. Think of feelings as noise, just background noise, trying to pull you away from what you truly want. And the stronger your goal, the quieter those feelings become. You don't need to feel ready. You don't need to be in the right mood. The only thing that matters is that you show up and put in the work. But those who've built discipline, they don't rely on how they feel. They've trained themselves to act, no matter what. And this is a skill, a practice. Discipline isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. Every time you choose to do what's hard instead of what's easy, every time you push yourself instead of giving in, you're building that muscle. And the more you build it, the less you'll need motivation. You'll stop depending on those rare moments of inspiration because you'll have something far more reliable, a habit of discipline, a foundation of resilience. Discipline doesn't care if you're tired. Discipline doesn't care if you're having a bad day. Discipline is there to remind you of the commitment you made to yourself long after motivation has left the room. Discipline is the answer. And if you're serious about becoming your best self, it's time to start building it. Don't wait for motivation. Don't wait for the right time. Start today. Start by doing what's hard. That's the foundation of true greatness. Let's be honest here, you know what to do. You know the steps you need to take to be better, to grow, to achieve your goals. But something's holding you back. It's not lack of knowledge, not lack of resources. It's laziness.
You are going to pay a price. Now, whether you pay that price now or whether you pay that price later, that price is going to be paid. Paying the price now means doing what you need to do right now to build that version of yourself that's going to create the life that you desire in the future. And there's a reward for paying that price up front. And then there's people who choose to pay it later. Those are people who say, I'm in my 20s. My 20s should be spent having fun. And those people pay a price that they pay it later. Right now, they're having fun. Right now, they're carefree, but they're destroying their future. And by the time they get to be 35 or 40 or 50 years old, they're going to be pinned into an existence that they cannot f***ing tolerate. And that's the price that they're going to have to pay later.
It does take a lot of failures, defeats, and adversity and suffering to get to the success. The road to success is paved with dead squirrels, potholes, and detours. It always has been for me. I've got multiple businesses, and not a single one of those businesses was a straight line from start to multi-millions. Mm-hmm. It was literally a squiggly line that went up and down, sometimes back, sometimes underground, sometimes up and then over. And it always took longer in time and more in money and energy investment than I thought. That's just a human condition.
Think about it like you're mining for gold, right? You're chiseling away underground and you've got this pile of gold. You don't know how far away it is, but it's underground and you're digging towards it. This difficulty of swinging the pickaxe can end when one, you walk out of the mine and say, there's, you know what? Marketing doesn't work. Sure. The second is that all of a sudden you hit a soft patch and then you're like, oh my God, I'm digging so much faster now. This is great. And then you get to the gold. Or you just start swinging the axe harder because you get more muscled, you get more efficient with your movements, and you just keep chiseling away, even if it goes from dirt to rock. You just keep chiseling away at a slower pace, but you eventually break through and get there. But in all three of those scenarios, hard doesn't last forever.
To create something big and lasting, it's going to take time. It's going to entail some pain, some sacrifice. And what you need to do is you need to change your whole assessment of what is pleasurable. What is pleasurable is actually accomplishing something that you set out to actually reach your goals, to actually take the time to make something that's meaningful to you. I can tell you personally that fulfillment that I get from writing a book, even though it takes a lot of painstaking and tedious hours of work, is a feeling that is so superior in pleasure to anything else in life. It's like I could die tomorrow and it's okay. I did what I wanted to do. I said what I wanted to do. I felt like I helped people and I worked on it and I gave it everything I had. That is a much deeper form of pleasure. And I want you to reorient your sense of pleasure to these longer term goals and not to these shorter term goals.
Laziness will tell you that you're too tired, that you deserve a rest, that there's always tomorrow. But guess what? Tomorrow turns into next week, next month, next year. And before you know it, the opportunity is gone. There's no magic to getting rid of laziness. There's no shortcut, no trick, no hack. The only way to beat laziness is to face it head on, to decide that you're done letting it control you. You have to make the choice, every single day, to show up. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter if there's an easier option. If you're serious about this, if you want to be someone who lives up to their potential, then you have to start treating laziness as the enemy. Think about what it would mean if you decided to show up every single day, no matter what. Every day, in small choices, in little decisions, you're either moving closer to your goals or further away. And laziness? It's the thing pulling you back. But here's the beauty of it. Every time you push through, every time you show up, even when you don't want to, you're breaking down that laziness. You're making it weaker, quieter. Until one day it barely even has a voice. So today, make a commitment. Decide that from this moment forward, laziness doesn't get a say in your life. If there's one thing you remember from this, let it be this. Achieving greatness isn't about being inspired. It's about being disciplined. It's about looking at the obstacles, the excuses, the distractions, and saying, I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than this. I'm committed to becoming the person I know I'm capable of being. Your feelings? They're going to try and get in the way. They'll make you question your goals, make you second-guess your commitment. But when you learn to silence those feelings, when you put discipline above everything else, you're unstoppable. You're no longer waiting for life to be easy, for motivation to strike. You're actively building the life you want, piece by piece, day by day. There are people who dream, and there are people who do. If you're listening to this, there's something inside of you that knows you're capable of more. That voice, that feeling. That's the real you, the part of you that wants to be great, the part of you that refuses to settle for average. And to honor that part, you've got to show up every day. You've got to put aside the excuses, the distractions, the laziness. You've got to silence that voice that tells you it's okay to quit. Because the truth is, no one is going to do this for you. No one is going to drag you out of bed, make you do the work, or push you to become better. This is your life, your journey, and it's on you to make it what you want it to be. So starting today, turn off your feelings. Choose discipline. Commit to the journey, the struggle, the growth. Let go of the excuses, the comfort, the desire for the easy way out. The best version of you is waiting. But it's only going to appear if you do. So make the choice, not once, not twice, but every single day. The journey to greatness starts now.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in. And too many people are so caught up in what it looks like to other people that they will not be disciplined for their deliverance. Nice. I'm telling you, you're going to be asking God to change something next year that you could change with a discipline now. Uh-oh. You're going to be next April talking, God, will you please change this relationship? You need to be disciplined at not answering their phone call. Uh-oh. You thought I was going somewhere else. You need to put distraction in your phone. Every time they call you, it needs to pop up with they face, the devil next to it, and distraction. Because what you are going to be asking God to deliver you from next year, you could cut off right now.
Ask me all the time, though. I lack discipline. How can I get discipline in my life? And no one wants to hear this answer. No one wants to hear it. One of the first steps you can take to impose discipline in your life is to wake up early in the morning. Let's face it, when the alarm goes off, you got your head on that soft pillow, you do not feel like getting up. We call that snooze alarm the dream killer. When you press that snooze button, you're killing your dreams.
So, when do you rest? When do you recover?
Yeah.
And I don't want to scare people, but the truth answer is, I don't take any days off.
No one's good at everything. I mean, that's just not the way life works. We're all talented at certain things, but we can really continue to improve our weaknesses if we're humble enough to identify them, and we can build on our strengths. And I think we're all trying to find a more well-rounded aspect to ourselves, but a lot of that has to come with this understanding about yourself, that what you know is very limited and what you don't know is limitless.
The thing about self-discipline is that it is necessary for everything you do in your life. You have to be self-disciplined.
You're going to have pain one way or the other. Which pain would you like? Because sometimes in life there's no pain-free options.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Most people, those variable 9% of the thoughts is the new thing they're worried about, the new fear they have, the new response to an email they have to make, and they never dictate the terms. Remember this, your mind is a weapon. And you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it and they misfire all the time.
Our whole life is set up that way. Our whole life is set up in the path of least resistance. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that. So for me, I realized that. The reason I became 297 pounds is because that was comfortable. What was very uncomfortable was running. What was very uncomfortable was being on a diet. What was very uncomfortable was trying to face things that I didn't want to face. And I also realized when I was really big, I had no growth. Why? Because I was living comfortable. So I realized for me to find growth, I had to face all of these different things that made me very, very uncomfortable. One thing I faced was running. I absolutely hated running. But I knew for me to grow, I had to do this thing every single day. I wanted to start callousing my mind. I wanted to start becoming a better person. And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. People have talent. People have a lot of talent. And this is going beyond your talent. So when there's no more talent, what happens to you? Most people quit. People only go to their talent level. And once their talent level is gone, it becomes a mental game. The whole mental game sets in then. And most people can only perform to their talent. And they realize, man, why am I always messing up right here? Why is this like my big hurdle? Is because you're performing to your talent. And then after that, your mind has nothing for you.
So soon. So you've started something new. Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's trying to eat healthier. Maybe it's a side hustle you're hoping will change your life. You've been at it. What, 2 days? Maybe a week? And you're already wondering where the results are. You're feeling frustrated, discouraged. And this voice in the back of your head is whispering, maybe this just isn't for you. Sound familiar? Here's the hard truth. And that mindset, that expectation that things should just happen without grit, without setbacks, that's what's killing your dreams. Think about it. We're programmed to crave quick wins, the high of instant success. But what happens when you start something that requires actual slow burn work? When you put in a full week at the gym, sweat pouring down your face, and step on the scale just to see it hasn't budged? When you launch a business and no one cares, that high you're so used to, it isn't there. And it's in that exact moment that most people quit. Let's be real. Nobody posts about the weeks, months, or years of silence before the applause. No one tells you about the early mornings where they questioned everything. You only see the before and after photos, the victory moments, the celebrations. But here's the truth. That success isn't built on those highs. It's built on a million quiet moments of discipline and doubt. And if you're constantly jumping from one thing to the next, chasing that high, you're never going to reach what you actually want. The people who succeed, they understand that delayed gratification is part of the game. They've trained themselves to see the journey, the grind, the failures, as stepping stones. And when you're patient, you start to realize that every single step matters, even the ones that feel like they're getting you nowhere. If you're serious about growth, here's what you need to understand. The process isn't glamorous. There's no quick fix. Every single day isn't going to feel like progress. In fact, a lot of the time, it's going to feel like you're hitting a wall, like you're running in circles, like you're never going to break through. That's normal. The path to anything worthwhile isn't straight. It's full of curves, dead ends, and long stretches that look like you're standing still. If you want real change, you have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You have to learn to love the struggle. Not the results, not the reward, but the day-to-day work that no one else sees. It's waking up early when you'd rather sleep in. It's hitting the gym when your body is telling you to stay on the couch. It's saving money when you'd rather splurge. The magic is in those unremarkable, thankless moments when you choose to keep going. Here's what they don't tell you. Patience isn't just waiting. Patience is doing the work and believing that the results will come, even when you can't see them yet. It's learning to trust that every tiny action, every effort, every drop of sweat and sacrifice is building something incredible inside you.
Because if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
The younger generation quits. Not everybody. So I gotta put that. People get their butt hurt. So not everybody. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, is people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school. So guess what? I was dumb as shit. That's what, 1 + 1 = 2. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life.
I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble and you're good for nobody.
And this thing that people do where they avoid discomfort, it sounds ridiculous, but then it just creates more discomfort. You don't realize that in embracing discomfort and forcing yourself to do something very uncomfortable that you can control, like an ice bath, like a sauna, like a run, like a workout, you are eliminating another form of discomfort. I torture myself physically. I'm always working out. I'm always exhausted. I'm always taking ice baths. I was in the sauna before I got here today. I'm always doing something. Always. I never have a day where there's not some kind of struggle. If I have a day where I just lay around, I'm like, this is weird. Like, it's one of the things that I have to do on vacation. When I get up in the morning, whenever I'm on vacation, the first thing I do is work out. I'm like, I gotta do this, otherwise I'm not gonna be able to enjoy this time off with my family. I gotta get up before everybody else, and I gotta work out hard.
Because growth doesn't always look like progress. It often feels like frustration, like pushing against something that won't budge. And when you reach that point, that's the signal most people miss. It's the sign that you're close. Every journey has a plateau. That infuriating, gut-wrenching period where it feels like all your work is going nowhere. And if you're not prepared for it, if you don't expect it, you're going to hit that wall and turn back. You'll tell yourself it's impossible, that you've reached your limit. But let me tell you something about plateaus. They're not the end of the journey. They're a test. When you hit a plateau, that's the moment your body, your mind, and your spirit are asking you, how bad do you really want this? Are you willing to push harder? Are you willing to be patient with the process, even when it seems like the needle isn't moving? Because if you can push past that wall, if you can outlast the plateau, that's where the magic happens. That's where real growth begins. Think about the people who inspire you, the athletes, the artists, the entrepreneurs. Do you think they never hit walls? Of course they did, but they didn't stop there. They kept going, sometimes with nothing but faith that things would eventually pay off. They understood that hitting a plateau wasn't a sign they should quit. It was proof they were moving in the right direction. And guess what? When you push past that plateau, not only will you feel stronger, but you'll become someone who can handle so much more. The next challenge? The next wall? It won't look half as daunting because you've been through it before. And each time you refuse to quit, you're proving to yourself that you can handle whatever life throws at you. If there's one thing you take away from this, let it be this. Results don't come to the people who start. They come to the people who keep going. The people who understand that every journey has setbacks, frustrations, and moments that feel like you're wasting your time. But each day, you choose not to quit. You're putting yourself miles ahead of the person who never even started. You're building the resilience, the grit, and the patience that most people lack. So next time you feel like quitting, remember this, the fact that it's hard, the fact that it's taking time, the fact that you're not seeing results immediately. That's exactly what makes it worth it. Because if it was easy, everyone would do it. But you're not everyone. You're someone who's willing to stay the course, to ride out the struggles, and to prove to yourself that you are capable of more than you ever thought possible. And one day, whether it's a month from now, a year from now, or a decade, you'll look back on these moments and realize this is where your story began. This is where you learned what you're made of. So don't give up. Don't stop. The only thing standing between you and success is time, patience, and your willingness to keep going.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Two forms of pain.
pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your life, guys. You had every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
This quote hit me in my chest. Usain Bolt said, "I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds."
The world record's gone!
And people give up when they don't see results in 2 months.
You talk about talent and hard working?
Yeah.
No, most of the talent people, they're lazy.
Right.
Most of them. I meet a lot of talent people, but they all like, I don't want to say 100, but 99% they're lazy. If, when you don't have talent, you have to work so hard. When you work so hard and sacrifice your time, dedicate, like sacrifice, you become more disciplined.
Can you read the quote once more?
"We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are."
The hardest choices require the strongest wills.
I fly home tomorrow.
Is that what you want to do? You come all this way, have one bad day, and you're ready to back down?
So everything that you do is habit forming. And that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up. Going and working out. Eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life, when you think about that person, you make sure they put a name and a face to it. You make sure that name and face is yours.
Then there's the athletes who train to win. They train every day, every session, so that they win on match night. And then there are just those very few players who train to dominate. They train so hard that winning is inevitable on race night.
At the end of the day, you've got to feel some way. So why not feel unbeatable? Why not feel untouchable? Why not feel like the best to ever do it?
It's like, I love thinking about the quote, every guy essentially has two lives, right? And the second one starts once you realize you only have one. I like that a lot because it's so true, man. You know, you've only got one shot at this, so you may as well at least make it kind of cool.
Success is this, and training and struggling and suffer and sacrifice, and then success is this. But this tastes so much more than this.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that people today are 100% aware what it means.
There's some internal drive that you either have or you don't have. And if you have it, you won't quit. And if you don't have it, you're gonna quit.
You gotta fight. Shit's hard. You're going to have days where you don't want to do anything. You're going to have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You got to get the fuck up and you got to get in the fucking fight. That's reality. The minute you lay down is the minute that all those demons and all that anxiety and all that stress and all that fear get you. You have to keep fighting. You have to wake up and do your fucking job. Even if you have to crawl through it, you've got to get up and do it. Because the minute you lay down, that shit got you forever, bro, and you can't get out of it.
You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself. You know where you can do better than Can't Hurt Me. Roger that. We'll see.
Find the gap. Don't complain. Don't murmur.
Don't talk negative. That's average people talk normal. Average people talk problem. The greats talk solutions. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people say it's their boss' fault. It's their mother's fault. It's their average people. I used to be average. I used to say, when is my daddy coming to get me?
Me. I focus on me. I became bulletproof. I became invincible here in my body. Nothing can stop me. You can throw anything at me. There's nothing that can break my mindset. Nothing. I'm bulletproof.
So a strong mind is not just one that can do calculus. A strong mind is not just one that can write books. A strong mind is one that controls the body and all of its inherent weaknesses and all of its urges to be lazy and sedentary and self-destructive. That's a strong mind.
That right there is my fuel. Is I know that there's really no one out there grinding like me. And if they are, so be it. If I know about you, I'll make sure that up my game.
Where they reach rock bottom, when the excuses all go away and people can actually confront the fact that this is all because of me, it hurts, but is also unbelievably empowering. Because if these problems are because of me, then I'm capable of fixing these problems.
The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else.
Waiting to begin never got anyone anywhere.
So many of us come from these small places in our mind that we're not willing to think outside of only what we've seen. Our mind works in such a small compartment. And one thing I was able to do was to dream. Many people, but don't make dreams your master. But I was able to dream outside those four walls of that small town. And until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become.
Do you fear anybody?
No. No. If you're willing to fight me, we can fight, no problem. Come and try me, anyone.
You are not going to get anywhere in this world. You're not going to get anywhere financially, spiritually, socially, or otherwise until you get to that point where you don't give a damn about what other people think about you.
Everyone does a few reps when the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile and keeps going. Like no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to party, no one's in here, just me.
Wake up to reality. Nothing ever goes as planned in this accursed world. The longer you live, the more you will realize that the only things that truly exist in this reality are merely pain, suffering, and futility. Listen. Everywhere you look in this world, wherever there is light, there will always be shadows to be found as well.
I don't have time to be angry. You know how much time it takes to hold an attitude and a grudge? That's time and energy. I don't have that time. The time that it takes you to go, I don't like that person, and keep that in you over a period of time, that's a lot of time that can be devoted to something positive.
The easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
You will find the strength to do what needs to be done. Kill the boy and let the man be born.
You are one decision away from changing your life. And you have to accept that. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make, isn't there? There's a job you need to quit. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, just like I know that's true for me. Because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive action.